All right, let's get back into it. Final stop on the morning roundup this morning. Baylen Height, Mark McClure with you. So happy you're able to join us, whether you're at work, at home, on the road, whatever it might be. Thanks for tuning us in on another morning of sports talk here in Western Kansas. We've kind of gone over a hodgepodge of things today. We talked about Kansas City Royals. We've talked a little bit about the NBA, the current landscape with the four teams left, who's the top coaches, who's not the good coach. A lot of that having to do with the fact that the Heat beat the Celtics 123-116. We still have a little bit to talk about. I'm going to give you a quick rundown of the softball regional schedule and soccer regional schedule today. Give you a little bit of a tidbit, some hits and some things to get you ready for what will be a long day of hopefully successful softball regional coverage here on 99.9 The Rock. And then we're going to go look at the PGA Championship that just teed off about an hour ago from Rochester, New York, after a frost delay. Yes, you heard that right, a frost delay. Now, if you're from the Midwest or maybe the East, like Mark is, I have played on what they would probably consider a frosty golf course. Mark, have you had the privilege of an early morning tea time that maybe there's a little bit of frost out there?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I mean, if you are a golfer, you like the early morning, like us radio guys do, right. It is a... It's a cool little place to cool little environment, I should say, is the best way to put it, to be able to play it. It's really pretty to look at, especially if you got a big open golf course. You can see all the holes and just see kind of the rolling hills covered in frost. It doesn't last long, as you can tell. Just once the sun comes out, it all melts out, but it is pretty to look at.
Yeah, they were actually using water this morning. They were using the hoses out on the green. I saw a picture of them spraying down the green to make sure that... to make sure the frost would melt away. Like they were not messing around. They wanted to get right into the action. And wow, we've got some hot starts this morning. Kazuki Higa, I believe. I have not heard of this golfer before, so I may be mispronouncing that name. -4 under through seven holes. That is your leader right now. The closest is Colin Inglis, who's under one. Emilio Grillo, also under one. Ryan Fox, K.H. Lee, Scott Stalling, Harold Varner, Davis Riley, Zach Johnson. There's the defending champ, Justin Thomas, and John Rahm. That's a featured group for you. Just teeing off, actually just through one hole. And they're both one under. Everyone else behind them is at even or above one or greater than that. Let's see the WAR score. Always fun to kind of look at that. That is Mr. Braden Shattuck, who is +5 on the day. Bo Hostler, a popular name. Joel Damon also in there, both over two on the morning. Either way, real quick, before we dive into that, I do want to give us a preview of what we're expecting today. 99.9 The Rock, right around 2:30 to 3, I'd probably guess somewhere in that window. We'll have Garden City softball coverage as the Buffaloes will play host to Lawrence. Make the trip out. Going to catch the 5-15 Lawrence Lady Lions here at Garden City. And then the winner will be facing off against the winner of Wichita North and Lawrence Free State. Now, the only team in this group that Garden City has seen this year was Wichita North, who now sits at 10-10. They played Wichita North on the opening day of the season, March 24th, at Garden City, way back when, and it resulted in a pair of 15-0 three-inning run rules for Garden City. So you have to be feeling pretty good if you're Garden City, if you see Wichita North again. If I had to guess how this would break down, I would say Garden City wins game one over Lawrence. Lawrence Free State takes game two. Free State, the Firebirds at 8-12, but they've played a really, really good schedule. A couple of nice wins out there. Talk about St. Thomas Aquinas. They've played them. Shawnee Mission, a lot of those mission schools, or Shawnee Mission schools, I should say, South, Blue Valley Northwest, even fell to Lawrence Free State. So there is some popular schools on there, some really good softball-driven schools that either Free State has played close with or they have beaten. And so that is a game that I hope is our championship matchup. That would play the seeds correctly. That would get everything set up appropriately. And I think would make for a great championship matchup. Also, you got to think about I wrote this down earlier. There's only been one upset in 6A, and that was Topeka, number 9, beating Junction City, number 8. So not really that much of an upset. Just one upset in the entire round of regional play, and this is, in fact, the last regional. So there will be the final ticket being punched to Lawrence today at Garden City there at John Ford Field. Hopefully the weather holds off in time to get 3 games played. Cannot wait for that one. Would love for you to join us either there or on the airways. We'll have that coverage for you. And Mark, I'm going to talk about this during the game, but I thought this might be pertinent to kind of throw on top of there. Between the 4 teams, really just 3 teams, Garden City not traveling, being the host school, there is 14 hours and 58 minutes of travel, nearly 1,000 miles, 889 miles. It's the most in any regional in the state of Kansas, baseball or softball. The game one opponent there, of course, Lawrence. Potentially the game two opponent for Garden City would be Lawrence Free State or Wichita North. So a lot to think about there. That's why you want to host. You want to be able to bring schools out here and have to play you on your own terms. Anyway, let's get over the PGA Championship real quick. Mark, we kind of talked about John Rahm. We even said maybe Scottie Scheffler. Do you have a dark horse favorite today? Yeah, I know this is the first time we've had a major on the to be able to talk about on the program since you've joined us.
I am big on the man who actually won last week at the Byron Nelson. Jason Day has been playing some very quality golf the last couple of weeks. That 9-under that he posted on Sunday was really impressive. I expect him to come out and be amongst the leaders out there. I know that everyone is really pulling for Scheffler, for Rahm. Those guys are winners. Those guys are the really best players. If you want a guy kind of in the next group, I would definitely take a look at Jason Day. And what he's shown recently has been very, very impressive. He had a long stretch where he wasn't really playing well, was trying to come back from a variety of different ailments, and he has done a tremendous job to kind of get himself back in position to be amongst the favorites at a major tournament. So keep an eye on the Australian. If you're looking for more of a deep dive, I would probably say someone to keep an eye on. There's a couple good options. There's a lot of guys that have been playing really good. I know he's not playing well to start the day. I think he's won over, but I would still not close the door on Sahith Tagala. Sahith Tagala had a really good run of golf tournaments right around when the Masters were being played. Had a couple good days, kind of under the radar days there. He is won over through 3, but that I'm not going to close the book on Sahith Tagala to be in the mix at some point during this week. And I expect him to get back on track, maybe get a birdie, get himself back to even, and then you can kind of run off of that. But those would be my two guys I would look at outside, of course, of your favorites.
I like Tagala as well. I really do like him. I like his game. I like what he's about. I think that he's a good sleeper pick. Amino Pereira in there for me is another interesting one. He hasn't been playing great recently, but that's a name that I'm watching closely. Maybe a chance to kind of make a run late into the tournament. Tony Finau certainly feels like he's due for a major championship. When is that going to come for Tony Finau? I think this would be an opportunity to pick one up here. Another guy who hasn't won in a while, Ricky Fowler, also really an interesting pick in my opinion. I think someone that that needs a win, and he typically is good for one really deep major weekend a year. I think we could see that happen at the PGA Championship. If I had to go favorites, I like Scheffler this weekend. I think that of the big three, definitely going to roll with Scottie Scheffler there. And at big three, I'm talking John Rahm, Justin Thomas, and Mr. Scottie Scheffler. So I think it's got a lot of intrigue. I think that you're seeing guys already kind of jump out early. There's relatively no wind right now. It's 49 degrees, a little chilly. Wind's coming out of the south at just 2 miles an hour. So this is a pretty playable course for these guys at Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, New York. And I think we're going to see some really, really high scores to end this tournament. Personally, I do by come Sunday. We'll see, though. Who knows?
Should be exciting. Exciting. These majors are always great. It's great viewing, content. So make sure you tune in. Get some golf in this weekend. I will tell you one thing, though. I'm just like, I am a little tired, I will say, of the the Rory McIlroy being amongst the favorites. He's the third lowest odds to win this tournament, 14-1. Rahm 5-1 right now. Scotty Scheffler 6-1, and Rory 14-1. Your odds may vary depending on where you're getting them from. But Rory McIlroy has not really done much to deserve the constant hype that he gets coming into golf tournaments. Like, I get it, he's a very good golfer, but the last couple of majors, the last couple of tournaments he's been in, man, he just crumbles in ways that you cannot imagine. I mean, he just folds up like clothing in rain. And I mean, it just needs to see an improvement for him to be amongst the best. I mean, it needs to be a major improvement, as a matter of fact, because I mean, when he's two shots back on Sunday, he can't make up the distance like he used to. When the putter's hot, the putter's hot, but I mean, he just finds himself in the rough too often, in the trees. So I'm starting to get on it. That's starting to get on my nerves. One of the few golf things that's getting on my nerves right now is Rory McIlroy constantly being listed amongst the favorites. I get he's a big name, but I mean, the constant shortcomings for Rory ever since his last major, which I believe was the PGA like a decade ago. At least it feels like it was that long ago. I might be wrong on that, but I mean, it just has been a really rough stretch for Rory as he's approached what you expect to be his prime as a golfer. And I mean, it's just not there. The two championships he won in 2014, his last two majors, the Open and the PGA. And here we are in 2023, listed as the third lowest odds.
It is pretty interesting that does happen. You're right. He hasn't won since 2014 as far as a major goes. I think a lot of people remember, of course, the win to finish off the PGA Tour last year. That was the big one for McIlroy. I mean, he was number one overall to end the year in 2022. I do have to throw that out there. He got the FedEx Cup victory. What was I gonna say?
But he also missed the cut at the Masters and the Players.
He did. This year's been rough, but I think that's kind of what you're seeing is the overlap from 2022 finishing the year, you know, the calendar year officially being number one overall. He's played really well in the European Tour. I will say that. And he's gone over there and played a couple of events, and he's looked pretty good. So I don't know. I hear what you're saying though, as far as major championships go, maybe not a guy you're necessarily looking at. A lot of this, of course, coming on the back of him establishing himself as kind of the voice of the PGA. He really brought the PGA to a new level when LIV came in and threatened to take away a couple of their players. I mean, they did take away a couple of their players, but Rory was really the active voice standing up and saying, hey, what are we doing here? Like let's change the way things are going. And he's been very outspoken in that way. And I think maybe some of the pressure perhaps falling on his shoulders and, you know, starting to feel it a little bit. Hey, real quick, I do want to look at the schedule for tonight and tomorrow. This is not our Western Kansas Broadcast Center schedule, but it is just our overall look as to what's going on. I've already talked at length about softball today. We do have soccer matchups, regional championships tonight, one at Buffalo Stadium, one at, I believe, Memorial Stadium in Dodge City. I believe that's where the Lady Demons play soccer. They will both start at 6 p.m. Garden City facing off against Wichita North. Dodge City welcomes in Manhattan to D.C. Both those teams hoping to punch their ticket to state tournament weekend that'll be played at the Stryker Complex, I believe, in Wichita coming up. We have 6A and 3A regional track action tomorrow. Now, Mark, I know you'll be making an appearance at the state track meet come next weekend. Will tomorrow night in Garden City interest you at all to bring you in and kind of see some of the performers that'll be making their way to the state track meet?
Definitely on the list. I mean, I'm telling you, I need to get my track knowledge locked in. I've seen things. I'm excited to get to see an event like that. It's something that no one else is really doing in the Kansas area, being able to cover this track tournament. Going to be relying on my guy, Adam Kadavy. He's a somewhat of a track savant, I would call him. He would call himself that, but I'm going to.
I'd put him up there.
It should be very exciting to see these athletes perform, and maybe I do make the trip down. Go ahead and see what I'm getting into.
Kind of a preview, a sense of how the event will be ran. Of course, it'll be 3A and 6A, the regional, over at Buffalo Stadium tomorrow night. Might have to make my way out there as well. fingers crossed, of course, because there is expected to be some rain in the area today. So if we're able to go to the event tomorrow night, that would mean that we were able to play all three games today. I have received word that if there were to be a rain delay, rain cancellation, school is out for most schools, so this works out at this point of the year. If this was an event, maybe like a football or something like that during the fall, maybe not as conducive during the middle of the week, but the fact that you're able to kind of house teams overnight in case you have to play tomorrow is a plus when it comes to the softball schedule. So that would mean if we can go tomorrow night, that means that we don't have softball tomorrow, which we hope everything gets wrapped up and finished today. Speaking of wrapping things up, we're all done here. We're going to finish out the show right now. Go out and enjoy some local area sports at the high school level because you're not going to be able to for much longer. Sports season almost done. In fact, by the end of May, the sports season will officially be over for the prep level. So go out and enjoy it while you can. You've got soccer tonight, whether you're in Garden City or Dodge City, softball as well, and then tomorrow night in Garden City, it'll be the regional track championship for 6A and for 3A. They're splitting the duties there at Buffalo Stadium. For Mark McClure, I'm Baylen Hype. So long. Have a good one. We'll catch you back here same time, same place tomorrow, the morning roundup on 99.9 The Rock. This has been